I'm Trevor Castle, and joining us now from Costa Rica is George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, the Dutch in Costa Rica this week for a little January getaway. Coach, thanks for taking time out from your sun-soaked vacation and getaway with your team. How have things been going down in Costa Rica so far?
Pretty well. We're actually waiting for a shuttle to go to watch the players do practice surfing. That'll be entertaining, and hopefully the casualties will be minimal. And, yeah, we're in a butterfly garden waiting and sweating, and it's hot, but warmer than what you guys have, I know that.
Much warmer than what we have. What's the idea and the purpose behind a trip like this, Coach?
Well, from a softball team standpoint, it's obviously a phenomenal opportunity to take players where they might not elsewhere go. It'll be quite a bit of fundraising, so obviously I want to thank all the people that were part of that. And then, we took everybody, 29 plus a manager, so the connection opportunity, the bonding, which, as you know, is a big part of our program. But then beyond that, just the cultural difference, getting to experience some things. Obviously, softball is part of it. As I told you, they're trying to get softball to become more relevant here. So we had players playing against us from 11 to 30. they were so appreciative of us taking the time to play. And a couple of games were one thing, but on day two, we did a clinic for them, and it was probably a two-hour clinic. And the coaches and the players and the appreciation that they showed to our coaches and our players was phenomenal. The thank yous. And it was interesting trying to, some spoke English, but the majority didn't. It was interesting trying to, do a clinic and answer coaches' questions using a translator. And then, obviously, some free time. As I said, they're taking a lesson on surfing right now. Tomorrow, we head back towards San Jose, which is where we flew into, and we'll do a 3.5K zip line. They'll get one too. And then we have a community, the other part of our trip here was to do some community service. So we'll be going to a community center and working with underprivileged kids for a couple of hours tomorrow afternoon before we head back to the hotel and then catch a Thursday flight back.
Visiting with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team. He is in Costa Rica with the softball team. And you mentioned that you've played a couple of games. I know they were non-competitive from a scoring standpoint. But, as we look at your team, it's going to be a lot of turnover from last year's super regional team. How important is it for you just to get an opportunity here kind of in between the fall and before you start your spring season just to get a couple practices, get the ladies on the diamond and actually playing, again, not competitive from a scoring environment, but in a competitive environment?
Yeah, that gives you a head start. We thought our fall and off season was really good, and then we saw some of the benefits of that, and we watched various individuals. We told the players going in, this is more of an individual thing. Show us, how you're playing, what have you done to get better, and those kind of things. And, for the most part, we saw a lot of good things. And we do have an opportunity to practice tomorrow, or at least meet as a team. So, it's been good. It's something we could not have done. I think that's going to kind of juice the energy quite a bit as we get ready to start classes on the 13th and then actually start practice the following week.
And then as far as the non-softball side of things, you talked about some of the experiences that you've gotten, the clinics and the interaction with the teams. What have you seen from your players? How much has it meant to some of them? I'm sure this is a totally new experience for many, if not all, of these of the members of your team.
Yeah, only one first-time flyer. And then, yesterday we did a five-hour lunch cruise on the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and it's the first time some of them have seen an ocean, so the looks on their faces. And then San Jose, which is a city of about 1.2 million. And when we're driving through, we went through some of the parts that were not as well off financially. And I think for them to see some of those things, kind of an eye-opener. And also to realize that even though our tour guides speak very good English when we get out, the majority of people do not, and getting them to understand what it's like to be that minority. And, you're not the one, and you have to figure out a way to communicate when you're not speaking the same language. And then they've had a great time. They just enjoy, you can tell the appreciation, that they've shown to the people that are helping them. And from a coaching standpoint, probably the most joy that I saw was actually when they were doing it. I can totally Emma worked with a pitcher and a coach just eager to, you know, have their pitcher learn and watching them trying to help and 11 year old 13 or whatever it might be. And so just overall experience that there is definitely not going to be.
Coach, thanks so much for taking a few minutes during your sunny getaway. You mentioned at the top, yes, the weather is much, much better in Costa Rica. Hope you enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll see you when you get back to town.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, that's George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team, joining us from Costa Rica for today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.